I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Sweet Ghosts is a band led by Catherine Burns and Ryan Alfred, joined today by Colin Shook on the bass, with beautiful harmonies and atmospheric textures merged with their acoustic roots. Ryan Alfred is best known for his work as bassist in Calexico, and Catherine Burns has sung in Amos Lee's touring band as well as leading the University of Arizona's big band. Sweet Ghosts are on the road from Tucson behind their debut CD, Certain Truths, and will be appearing at Sam Bond's Garage tonight in Eugene. They're here with us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, man, thanks for having us.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, let's let the music speak for itself first, shall we? What's the first song you're going to play for us?
We're going to play a tune called Detroit, about one of my favorite cities in all of America.
A crazy old homeless woman with more fingers than teeth. She's got headphones but no radio, doing a rain dance down this forgotten street. She points a hand at me and says, "Boy, I've got my good eye on you." Then she raises it up to heaven, singing, called the old Miami, down on the cash corridor. All the veterans bellying up to the bar, telling jokes they've all heard before. The man's a big man, but not terribly tall, and he smiles like it's all he's got. He's had the Miami since 79, now they want it for a parking lot. He puts a hand on me, boy, before I was old enough to dream, I was watching boys die in the jungle, down in the trenches where you just sink into the mud, covered in the blood of somebody's son. Thousands of windows shattered out by the vandals that keep setting fire to its bricks. And the streets are eerily empty on a day with such welcoming skies. Half of the towers that shadow this city are as vacant as a junkie's eyes. She puts a hand on me and says, "Boy, I've got my good eye."
Sweet Ghosts live in the KLCC studios with the song called Detroit that leads off their debut CD together, Certain Truths. Well, Ryan, if Detroit is one of your favorite cities, why? What is it about Detroit?
Well, it's so different than anywhere, I think, in America. And for me, it was especially compelling because I grew up on the East Coast, just outside of Baltimore, and went to college in Boston, lived in New York. And those are all cities, especially Boston and New York, that are this like constant locomotive drive towards progression and success and progress. So the first time I went to Detroit when I was like 19, going there and seeing this kind of urban decay was like, whoa, wait, I didn't think this happened in our country. You know, I thought you just got bigger and bigger and bigger as cities. I didn't realize that they sometimes come down. Of course, since then, I've been to Pittsburgh and lots of places that was the case, especially on that, you know, Appalachian Monongahela Valley Trail. And so there's that side of it, which was initially compelling, which is the darker side of my relationship to that city. But then the brighter side is like meeting these people there with just incredible spirit and the music there and, you know, the experiences I've had since of just going around and meeting people and playing music has been awesome. Some of my favorite people I've met. I'm also a big fan of techno, and Detroit was kind of the, you know, the birthplace of techno. And that kind of all made sense when I first went there. So for all those reasons, I love that town.
So I see what inspires the song. What inspired this band? I'm always curious how a band begins. Catherine, you want to talk about that?
Sure. Ryan and I were both touring and working really hard with separate projects, but we lived together. And it got to the point where he would be home when I was on tour, and I would be home when he was on tour. And we would always, whenever we were together, play music. But it was just something we did for fun at home. And then, but Ryan was always coming up to me and being like, hey, listen to this song I wrote like 6 years ago that I haven't touched since. And they were incredibly beautiful songs that always really inspired me. And so I started harmonizing with them, and we thought, you know, this sounds pretty cool. Why don't we make a go of it and try to work together so we can actually tour together?
And why the name Sweet Ghosts?
It's from a poem by Jack Gilbert. And
called Kunstkammer.
Yeah, it's a really, we both love Jack Gilbert's poetry. And
also from Pittsburgh, Jack Gilbert is.
What's the line?
The line is something to the effect of, and we send our sweet ghosts on their paper boats to die. And it's part of a poem that's kind of about just letting go of the things that you consider to be the most precious and the most important that maybe aren't in your life. And we were kind of struck by that. And we were looking for a name that communicated something ethereal and otherworldly, and also something that had like a plurality to it, to communicate that there's two singers. And it just really worked. We at no point realized that people would be like, oh, Sweet Ghost, like, sweet.
Yeah.
Which we have dealt with ever since.
Sorry to hear that. My condolences.
Yeah. No.
Sweet Ghost, live in the KLCC studios. What's the next song you're going to play for us?
We're going to play a tune called Not Quite December. That's also on that record that we're out here playing for people. Give me 1 second to get this capo on.
Winter in the wind. The trees have all gone naked, stripped down in the cold. In the springtime, dress again. Should we not follow? Must live. December, the lake has frozen over, and I wonder where you've been. These trees can live 100 years stripped down in the cold. In the springtime, live again.
Sweet Ghosts in the KLCC studios with Not Quite December in studio version from their debut CD, Certain Truths. That version live here at KLCC. They're live tonight at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene. Well, there's a really strong descriptive sense in those lyrics and in the other songs that you write as well. I would imagine that living in Tucson, the desert itself must creep into your songs. Is that true?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, just the kind of lifestyle down there, the sense of wide open spaces, and even the kind of sloth that creeps into you for half the year because it's just so hot, you know. At least for me, I can't speak for anyone else, but definitely for me, just the heat and the calmness of it, the fact that you can just bike 10 minutes away and you're in the desert, you know, in the middle. You can drive 20 minutes away and you are in the middle of the desert.
I also definitely think, like, living in the desert with these wide, wide, wide skies and such open vistas really lends itself to this quality of music in a bunch of the people that we know that play in the desert. We all have this, like, very open sound. It's all very expansive.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's really indicative in a lot of the music of the Southwest, you know. So I think that comes from the atmosphere and seeing the clouds roll in for the monsoons, and it's just really cool. You can see miles and miles and miles in every direction.
There's so much color and life in that desert. For anyone who hasn't experienced that desert, it's far from an empty place.
That's wonderful.
That was a huge shock to me when I moved there 5 years ago. I was expecting, you know, Wile E. Coyote and the lone saguaro cactus. I never even imagined there were forests of saguaro cactus. Hundreds and hundreds of them, you know.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Sweet Ghosts live in the KLCC studios. Let's make sure we have time for the third song. So what's the next song you're going to bring for us here?
We're going to play a song I wrote when I was living in New York called Finally Come Home. We're going to play a trimmed down version of it, so it's not as long as the one on the recording with our bombastic indie rock orchestra that we recorded. But the core of the song is still there, I assure you. But it was a song I wrote back in 2008, kind of about, we were talking about the financial crash, and you were talking about the station JPR down in Ashland, and this song kind of talks about that. It's my fantasy about the people who kind of predicated that financial crash and what it would be like for them to have to go home and then face up to it. It's called Finally Come Home, and we'll play it fast so we're off the air in time.
How will they greet you when you finally come home? With your broken hands dirty and your deeds widely known, will they open their arms to their lost flesh and bone when you finally
finally, finally come home? Will they offer them reason, some blameless excuse? Or will you cry out apologies, deep and profuse? Will you sink down in silence with the weight of your load when you finally, finally, finally come home? When you finally, 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 when you finally, 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 when you finally, finally, finally come home.
Sweet Ghosts, including Ryan Alford on guitar and vocals, Catherine Burns on keyboards and vocals, and Colin Shook on bass. They're touring behind their debut CD, Certain Truths. They're live at Sam Bond's Garage tonight in Eugene, along with Roselit Bone and Kenyatta. Show begins at 9. More on the show at sambonds.com. More on Sweet Ghosts at sweetghosts.com or on Facebook. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.